Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Yes, you are. How are we doing today, Big JD?
I'm doing okay. It's a beautiful day. I'd like to go for a bike ride.
It's a perfect day for a bike
ride. Will I have time?
No, you won't have any time for that. But yeah, it's a good day so you can actually wear your leather jacket and not be too sweaty.
Yeah.
And
It is a nice day. It's like 70-something, right? Low 70s?
Low 70s.
That's the
nice
perfect.
Nice breeze.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
They call you the breeze?
They call me the breeze.
You keep blowing down the road.
Whoa. It's rolling, isn't it? Oh, it is. Is it say blowing?
I think it's blowing.
I'm blowing down the road. I thought they said rolling down the road.
Maybe at some point they do.
Maybe when they're done blowing, they're rolling.
Or when they're done rolling, they're blowing.
It could be. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yes. Is that a Skynyrd tune or is that a J.J. Cale tune?
I think it's somebody else, actually. Yeah.
Me too.
They did that here and there, right? Other people's songs?
Yes, here and there.
Mm-hmm. Did you know Rick Medlock was in that band?
At one point. His brother was... No, and I'm thinking of something else.
And I'm not talking about later. He was in again. But, I mean, he was on like one of the first few Lynyrd Skynyrd albums.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
First and last. And he plays on there. And if I'm not mistaken, now it's been a while since I've actually listen to that, but I think he sings one song on it, and then he has a song on an early Blackfoot album about Lynyrd Skynyrd,
about his experience in Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, it sounds sort of like not a really great experience from bringing in Lynyrd Skynyrd at some point. You know what I mean? I don't know if they had a falling out or whatever, but then you know, obviously later he was in the band though and toured with them, and maybe still does. I don't know.
I think he may, yeah. Now that you mention it, I think I might have saw
something. At least on and off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, he was with the band way, way, way back.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And he did have a brother, though, didn't he? That was...
Medlock?
Yeah.
I don't know. He had an uncle or his dad or somebody, Shorty.
Oh, Shorty's his dad, yeah.
Yeah. Play harp.
Yes.
He's on a couple tunes.
Train Train to be more the most famous tune, I
Train
think.
Train, yeah. And the other one was Fox Chase, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's a good tune.
Very cool. They were heavy.
The Fox Chase is that's like goes way back as far as harmonica playing goes. The mm-hmm. Hootin' and Hollerin', that was a lot of blues guys use that. Whoo! Ha! Whoo!
Yeah, yeah.
Whoo! In between blowing the harp. Uh-huh. That'd be in there.
Do you do that when you play?
I'm not a Fox Chase guy, no.
No?
No.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
DC Comics, unleashing a new universe of superhero titles. I guess starting this summer, the publisher will renumber its entire DC universe of titles, revamping characters such as Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and others from its 76-year history for a more modern and diverse 21st century. What do you think about that?
I think it's what they got to do.
I guess it is, yeah. I can see, you know, both sides. A lot of people probably think, well, you know, that's the way it's always been. It should just continue like that, you know what I mean? Like, they can continue to make new stories and do whatever with all the same superheroes. But then, of course, you see that it's a new day and age. So, you know, leave that whole era of those particular characters the way they were and, you know, start something brand new. It's kind of neat.
For sure. That's to engage a new audience, which is most comic lovers who are now in their 30s, 40s, or 50s. They started when they were 7, 8 years old, and you know they read Captain America and all these other.
I wonder what
superhero
young
comic
young
books.
People think of the old comics. You know, like not the old company, but I mean, like that, that buy them now and you're 7, 8 years old. What do they think about old superheroes? And what do they think about them changing this now? And why are they changing it now? I guess we'd have to read more into that. But, you know, you got to kind of wonder what's the deal with, I mean, is it baby boomers are at a certain age now? Is this now the time where a whole new generation is getting into comic books? Is that, you know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah.
I think so. Now, were you into comic books when you were a kid?
I was.
Now, how did you think you started? Did someone just give you a comic book and you thought, comic books, those are cool?
I have no idea how it started. Honestly, I just don't remember. And I don't really even remember the comics that I read, honestly. But I do remember all the cool stuff that you could buy in them. The little army men and X-ray glasses. And we order some things from there. What do you call those? Sea monkeys and stuff.
Right. There's
all kinds of stuff in the like, back of comic
the
books that you could order.
Back of comic books.
That's what I remember more than anything.
The stuff you could order.
Yeah.
I can't even think of one thing either, but I remember saving my pennies up and...
Getting something.
Yeah. Give the money to my dad and he'd write me a check and send the check away.
Then at some point there was you could find that stuff around. Like I remember finding sea monkeys someplace on a vacation, like a souvenir type shop or something. And downtown they had a place that had all those magic tricks and joke things and everything. Like you could find in the, you know, whoopee cushion, I think was something you could order in a comic book. But then they had a place downtown that had all that stuff. Do you remember the place downtown that used to have magazines? A big place, wooden floor. And they had tons of magazines. I used to always go buy my circus magazine there.
Was that right? No, I don't remember that. I'm sorry. I didn't go downtown when I was a kid.
Yeah, I guess you were in the county somewhere.
I was in the Bell River. I went downtown Bell River a lot.
Okay. Was there anything there?
No.
Trees? Dirt?
No dirt.
Wow.
It was asphalt and the drugstore. There was a sporting goods store and the drugstore. Those were the two cool spots when I was a kid.
Did you smoke back then? As a kid at all?
I'm going to say I had my first cigarette when I was probably 9 or 10.
Did you smoke for a long time after? Like, how long did you smoke?
I actually probably started smoking when I was 13, like regular kind of.
And then did you smoke like until you were?
Until I was 22.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty young to quit though, actually, too.
I got sick one day and then when I came out of it, I said, screw it, I'm not starting to smoke again.
Yeah, pretty good. I bet you're glad you don't.
I'm very glad I don't.
Yeah. People don't realize how awesome it is not to smoke.
Well, people who don't smoke know that it's awesome.
We do. I hope the people that don't smoke really appreciate the fact that they don't smoke because it's horrendous.
Do you think less people are starting to smoke? Compared to, let's say, when we were kids. I know my kids started smoking and he had a hard time quitting, but he's finally done.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would think that not as many start smoking or take it up. I would say maybe more try pot or something like that, but I wouldn't think that they, as many maybe smoke as used to, you know, I just don't think it's all that anymore. You know, I think it's for so long now, it's been something that everybody just doesn't want to do or tries to quit. You know what I mean? That back right. in the day, it was the thing to do.
Smokes were cheap back when I was a kid.
Yeah. They're not cheap now.
No, like 10 bucks a pack.
Unless you buy contraband, which just got busted here in the city, didn't they? Tons of contraband cigarette smugglers.
You might as well just take a garbage can, put it in a blender, and then just roll up what you get out of it and then smoke it.
The blender, you could just drink it after. You don't even have to smoke it.
Well, that's why you got to put the dirt in it to dry it up a little bit.
Oh, okay, yeah. Then you could light it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smoking dirt and garbage.
That's a good title for a show.
Smoking dope and garbage.
Dirt. Smoking dirt and garbage. another thing is cell phones, possibly carcinogenic. And the funny thing about this is just like a big new controversy. Meanwhile, we knew this for a long time. They were saying that cell phones could possibly cause cancer. And now, years later, they say, well, cell phones possibly cause cancer. Possibly.
Do you want to know the story?
Well,
behind this headline here,
go ahead.
This is the World Health Organization. Who?
Right.
It's not the band, if that's what you're wondering.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they classify everything in four categories: highly likely cause cancer, possibly cause cancer, may cause cancer and definitely won't cause cancer.
Oh, so there's they have stages?
Four.
And so it was a different stage before, you're saying?
No. So what they want, so they revisited, where do cell phones fit into this?
Right.
In 2011, where are we going to stick this
right
now?
But they did this before, didn't they?
And no, they may have done this before based on what was available to them as far as information goes.
Yeah.
But the World Health Organization didn't conduct any new studies. They didn't do anything investigatory. Is that the word?
Investigative.
Investigative. Thank you. How come I can't make up words, but you can?
Yeah. It's not allowed.
No, the drummer cannot play an acoustic show. And so what the World Health Organization did, they just take the studies that are already been done, that we've already heard when they were released what the results were, and based on what's available to them as far as information goes, they've put it in the possibly carcinogenic category. That's it.
Yeah, but this is the category that we knew it was in a long time ago.
Yeah. There is no definitive statement that says you use your cell phone, you're going to get
right
cancer.
But why is this making news now when it this we've been told this like a long time ago by them, I'm sure,
because I think the World Health Organization has to just keep revisiting everything.
They have to keep getting funding. That's why. But the thing is, like, who actually funds this and says, oh, okay, well, this is a big new breakthrough. This is nothing new.
All the countries do.
Yet they're being given money. They're constantly getting money for these things, and there's no real update.
Do you want a job at the World Health Organization?
Of course I do.
Yeah. We should do a podcast. We should be their podcast, the official podcasters of the World Health Organization.
They don't have that already?
I've never heard of it. Have you?
Well, why don't we contact them?
That's a great idea.
And we'll get all kinds of that funding money.
Exactly.
Anything else in the news?
Yeah, I wanted to tell you about this story about dog lovers and dog haters. This is out of Beijing.
Who hates dogs? It's man's best friend.
No,
oh, a woman, maybe.
No, the people who eat them.
Ooh. Well, if they eat them, why do they hate them?
No, they ate them. They didn't hate them.
Right.
The mutts were destined for the dinner table. All 520 of them crammed into a truck hurtling down a Beijing highway towards awaiting restaurants in northeastern China, which I think there's only a section of China where they actually have dog on the menu. Then fate intervened in the form of a passing driver, an animal lover who spotted the truck and angrily forced it off the road. From there, things began spiraling out of control. News of the confrontation hit the Chinese blogosphere, and we know how big that is, sending more than 200 animal activists flocking immediately to the highway. So this guy twittered, and the people came upon this truck and said, you know, yeah, let these dogs go. And to the driver of the truck, it's like going up to any truck of anything, a truck of iPads, you know, and these bunch of people want to release the iPads to us. Kind of
thing, you know? That sounds good to me.
Yeah, so it's, or whatever, hamburger, which, you know, it's the same thing.
Dog much. Hamburger, that's the same.
Exactly. So the dogs were released, and I'm not sure who's going to pay. I think how much money was it? $17,000 equivalent worth of food for, you know, the restaurants that serve dog. What do you think about eating dog? Would you eat dog? Was it just cooked up right and it's on a plate in front of you?
No comment.
No comment. Wow.
I've been to...
June 2nd, 2011, and Big JD has no comment.
I've been to Korea, so no comment. No, I'm just kidding.
I've been to Korea.
I've not eaten dog or horse, and I don't think I'd want to.
No way.
No.
What about cow? Would you eat a cow?
No. I don't mind hamburgers and stuff like that, but I would never eat a cow.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just because these animals are more
ingrained in your head.
Domesticated.
Yeah. We'd look at them as domesticated. Whereas you look at a cow, is a cow domesticated? I mean, he only does certain things that you want him to do.
No, not domesticated, really. I think that a dog is domesticated, or a cat, and I don't think I could eat them.
I don't think cat's good for you. I don't think you should eat a cat.
Yeah, I just it seems weird to eat an animal like that.
What about a kangaroo? Would you eat kangaroo?
I guess I would maybe try kangaroo, but that seems a little odd too. That's like odd, like eating, like, would you try panda? Like, that's, you know what I mean? It's a little bit weird.
Right.
You know? Would you eat platypus? You know? Rooster? That's kind of odd, too. I don't know if I'd want to eat a rooster. I don't like duck either.
Duck's good.
I would try alligator or some good turtle soup.
Turtle soup is good, yeah.
I've never had that. Have you had that?
Yes, I have.
They serve you that right in the turtle's thing, too. No. They don't they just...
It's not like that.
Liquidize them?
No.
Give you a spoon?
They don't do that.
Tail still hanging out one side?
And the eyeballs are still in. It's like fish.
Yeah. Oh. Thought you were talking about me. You want to get into today's topic?
Oh, absolutely. Can't wait.
Material. Wow. It's awesome. It's all about sewing.
Well, cloth is a material.
It sure is.
And where does that come from?
Well, it comes from the cloth makers.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the clock makers, which is material as well. Time. Is time material? No.
No.
See, there's things that aren't material, but there are a lot of material things.
Yes.
And would you consider things like water material?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. When we
think is air material?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think I'd consider air material.
I think that when we say material, we think of what it's a raw thing that we can make something else out of. Isn't that what you're
Something
thinking?
Real. Yeah, I guess in a sense, yeah, material, like the rawest forms of something. But
it doesn't have to be the rawest form.
No, sometimes that's what comes to mind, though, is like material, like what material kind of do you put together to make such and such. You know,
right?
But true, there's raw material. There's, synthetic materials.
Sure.
Man-made materials.
Right, and
like a blade of grass is that's a material thing, but is it material?
No.
But then, if they take something like hemp and make a sweater out of it, was it material?
See, the hemp plant, I don't think is material. It's what
you make out of it.
Yeah,
becomes you make a material out of it.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So material isn't necessarily something that's hard, tangible.
Yeah, it's got to be tangible, I think, unless it's air.
It becomes complicated.
Yes, it does.
They say material is anything made of matter, constituted of one or more substances. So now you get into substances, you get into, you know, different things. Matter. So there's material, there's matter, there's substance. Wood, cement, hydrogen, air, and water are all examples of material.
The word matter is almost in the word material.
That's right.
Minus a T.
What else is matter in?
What else is
matter? Mad Hatter. That's sort of, if you combine them.
It depends on what his hat's made out of.
And then there's, when you say, what does it matter? What does that mean?
Oh, the word.
That sort of has something to do with that, I think. Because if you say, what does it matter? That means it's like, well, it means nothing. So it's not tangible. It's not something. It's not a, you know what I mean? It's not matter. So it doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah.
Isn't that something too? Yeah.
That's some deep thinking going on there.
It is. There's a lot going on in here. More than meets the eye.
And we can't even see Big JD's eyes right now.
Sometimes, he's got shades on. That's why I'm filling in. Sometimes the term material is used more narrowly to refer to substances or components with certain physical properties that are used as inputs to production or manufacturing. And that's a lot what I think sometimes of material is. And maybe that's from working in a factory.
For sure.
For God knows how long.
Not long enough.
It might be back.
It might be back. Never. Well, you might not be in a manufacturing factory.
In a manufacturing capacity.
Maybe.
In this sense, materials are the parts required to make something else, from buildings and art to stars and computers.
Stars?
Yeah. Why do stars get thrown in there? They're made out of matter and material.
Oh, sure. Yes, I suppose they are.
So if a star is made out of matter and material, is a star material? That's odd, too.
No, the star is made of material.
Right.
Right.
But isn't the star material? What if you use stars to make something else? What if you had to take some stars to make the sun? Then the stars become material.
But the sun is a star.
True.
So you're putting the two together.
Right.
Whatever you do, don't listen to acid in this show at the same time.
Don't what?
Don't do acid and listen to the show at the same time.
Wow, man. I'm listening to acid right now. Listen to some acid while you're doing the Jabbercast.
Have you ever done acid and done the Jabbercast?
No, I have not. It's been a long time.
Since you did the Jabbercast on acid?
No, since I did acid.
Oh, I see.
It was a while since we did the Jabbercast, too. We've only been back for a number of shows now. We were on hiatus.
I wasn't on hiatus. I was doing it on the side.
Yeah.
I called it something
Some
else.
Some of the best shows.
I was doing it on the side. You didn't even know about it.
Well, people are going to have to keep listening and watching and checking the Jabbercast show notes to see when we start the World Health Organization. What did you call it? The official? No, you didn't say official. Official podcast.
Yeah, the official World Health Organization podcast.
Official World Health Organization podcast. That's going to be us.
And while we're at it, we might as well be podcasting for other world organizations, like the International Monetary Fund and the World Trade Organization.
Materials science. How about that?
Sounds like you need an engineering degree to learn about materials science.
Well, materials science is an interdisciplinary field applying the properties of matter to various areas of science and engineering.
Like I said.
Yeah, well, I'll cut that out. The scientific field investigates the relationship between the structure of materials at atomic or molecular scales and their macroscopic properties.
Whew.
That's really digging deep into materials. So that's more about what materials make up the materials.
Well,
if you can follow that.
Not necessarily what materials make up the materials, but more... Well, I suppose it would be...
Well, I mean, there's properties, I guess, use more a proper term maybe to say that make up a matter.
On an elemental level. Right? Like hydrogen, two parts hydrogen, one part...
Exactly, yeah.
Zinc.
And then you get into hydrogen. What's hydrogen made out of?
No, it's an element. It's pure.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hydrogen?
Yes.
Okay.
That's how it gets to be an element.
All right.
It doesn't have any makeup.
I'll believe them.
It's like, what do you say, what's water made of? Well, it's hydrogen and oxygen. There's no, yeah. You can't break it down any more than that. So it's one part hydrogen, two parts oxygen, right?
Actually, no. It should. I believe two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. My bad.
Right.
H2, and then the L.
Right.
It would be HO2 if it was
so is
the
that,
way around.
Is that molecules of hydrogen? Or is it atoms?
Hydrogen.
Yeah. That's what I thought. No, it is. It's got to be molecules, I would think.
It's on the molecular level.
Yes.
Moving on to Music Mayhem.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
And this week on Music Mayhem, we have...
Starship. We built this city.
Stage. They call us irresponsible. Right.
there you have the Starship, Jefferson Starship. They did just call them the Starship at one point, too.
Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, and then just plain old Starship.
Right. What are they now?
Jefferson Airplane.
UFO, they're called. UFO. Oh, there was a band called UFO.
Great band called UFO.
Awesome, yeah.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
There's an upcoming worldwide developer conference because there's a new operating system coming from Apple. And what about iOS 5?
Yes.
That's going to be pretty cool. Do you have any idea what's going on with iOS 5 and what we might see in that new mobile operating system?
No, nobody really does know what's going on with iOS 5. That's when the developers are going to get their hands on it for the first time.
That's pretty cool because that's going to be really going to be something, you know, for anybody that doesn't know what iOS 4 can do. iOS 5 is going to be a new milestone. Do you know who D.H. Lawrence is?
D.H. Lawrence, no. Sounds familiar, like he's an author or something.
He says water is H2O, hydrogen two parts, oxygen one, but there is also a third thing that makes water, and nobody knows what that is.
Well, he's a dumbass.
Either that or a really smart ass.
Why? Why do you think he's a smart...
I don't know. Maybe there is something else. Why does he say that? Water is H2O. Hydrogen two parts, oxygen one. But there is also a third thing that makes water, and nobody knows what that is. Huh.
Is that a religious reference?
I have no idea, but it makes me think a little bit. Why did he say that? We'd have to know more about that and him.
Yeah.
Born in 1885, died in 1930.
55 years old.
My grandmother was 10 when he died. And I don't know what this means. Pansies, 1929.
Maybe that's the book he wrote.
Hmm. Well, there's your jabber quote this week.
Woo!
And we're out of time.
So what are we going to do now?
Well,
we're going to tell the fine folks how they can get a hold of us and where they can find more information about the Jabbercast and upcoming topics. You can go to thejabbercast.com where you'll find a list of all the upcoming show topics and you can find out a bit about Big JD and Lippo. And you can also get the actual shows on the website as well. Our past shows are up there for your perusal. And you can email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com.
And just to let you in on a little secret, next week's show is on multiple personalities.
I love that topic. What's the movie?
What do you mean, what's the movie?
The multiple personality movie that's very famous.
Oh, Sybil?
Sybil. That's what I was thinking of, yeah.
Yeah.
Bring your multiple personalities with you next week, Big JD. You definitely have a couple.
And they'll all come out next week.
Awesome. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
See ya.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback heard. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Starship.
What?
Starship.
What's that got to do with material?
We built this city.
Oh, okay. Cool.